You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The city of Park Falls has received some unfortunate news from the developers of the proposed The Pines at Park Falls housing project on Tower Road. The project has been suspended for 2025. This is due to rising construction costs and recent changes in federal regulations affecting the funding sources for the project. Due to these challenges, the developer is currently unable to meet the financial and timing requirements associated with the current project design. However, they have indicated an intention to revise the project for the following year, assuming that building costs stabilize and that federal regulations related to funding are adjusted. Moving forward, this will likely involve the developers reapplying for WIDA housing tax credits and a redesign of the project. The city remains hopeful that these changes can be achieved and will continue working with the developers to help bring the project to fruition. Tuesday, June 3rd from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Padua Center, there's going to be a blood drive hosted by the American Red Cross. This is your opportunity to help save somebody's life, as every 2 seconds, somebody in the U.S. needs blood, and there is a rising need. You can call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267, and once again, this is taking place Tuesday, June 3rd from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 276 South 5th Avenue in Park Falls. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Park Falls Farmers Market kicked off its season Wednesday. We spoke with Linda Dobner about how that first day went and what our hopes for the season are.
It's been a very cold start to the season, but we've had a lot of customers and we have our loyal vendors here. Our hope for the season is we'll continue to grow as the season goes on. We'll, number of vendors will increase probably weekly. A lot of things that one of the purposes of the market is to improve access to healthy food to people of all income levels. So we take SNAP, or previously known as food stamps, so that's been a popular addition to the market. This year we are also taking Aspirus fruit and vegetable tokens. We're members of the chamber, so we also take chamber bucks.
Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., the Flamborough River YMCA invites you to join them to witness a variety of fun and energetic dance performances of many different styles, including ballet, hip-hop, jazz, and pom. This is hosted by their youth dance program participants, and they would love to see a full auditorium. All ticket and flyer sales will go towards the 2024-25 annual support campaign, which funds membership for all programs, and this campaign is vital in providing low-cost membership and program scholarship opportunities. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online by going to operations.daxco.com/programs. And don't forget to visit the concession stand while you're there. The Schwamigan track and field team will be working hard to raise money for the repairs needed to the track complex. Show your support by purchasing an item or two during intermission. Any questions can be directed to the program director, Hannah Koller, at hkoller@ymcanw.org. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m. over at the Schwamigan School District Auditorium.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine, highs of the 60s, maybe a little frost on some of the mornings. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, we'll drop back into the low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.